servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. The master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Scripture scholars tell us that the talent referred to in today's gospel was an enormous, enormous amount of money. They say probably equivalent to $1 million today. We have the popular image that when we die, we stand before our Creator, and all of our faults, our shortcomings, our sins, our failings are read before us, and then we are sentenced either to salvation or to damnation. That may well be what happens, but that is not our Catholic doctrine. Our Catholic doctrine simply says that you and I are responsible and accountable for our actions. And in the 3rd century, preachers who were preaching to illiterate audiences, people who could not read nor write, began to paint a picture for them so that people could understand things better. And that's how that particular picture came about. It's how stained glass windows came about. If you go into the great cathedrals of Europe, down the right side of the building, all the stained glass windows tell the story of the Old Testament. And down this side of the building, they tell the story of the New Testament. And so if that particular image or picture of our final judgment is valid, could there not be another one? Could it not be that when you and I stand before our Creator, we are simply asked one question? Did you make a difference? In other words, I gave you unique talents and gifts. I gave you opportunities. I gave you people who loved and support you. And now, is the world any better off because you walked through it? And you and I should ask ourselves that question every single day. Do I make a difference? Do I use my talents and gifts for the good of all, or do I just bury them and serve myself? Amen.